KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. And at 8:07, we have mostly sunny skies and it's 76 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy skies today with a slight chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms this morning and a high of 94. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN State and Area News. One of two inmates charged with killing two Anamosa prison employees in March has been sentenced to spend the rest of his life in prison. Thomas Woodard had pleaded guilty to two counts of first-degree murder for the deaths of a prison guard and a nurse, along with the kidnapping of another prison employee and attempting to kill another inmate. Sarah McFarland, the wife of Correctional Officer Robert McFarland, was the first to deliver a victim impact statement Thursday before the sentencing.
On March 23rd, you took my world, my heart from me. I miss him holding my hand so much.
McFarland said her husband was able to call for help as he was being attacked and died a hero.
The fact that you hit him with a hammer like you could have cared less about him makes me more angry than I have ever been in my life. I have never hated anyone like I hate you. And to be quite honest, I hope you rot in hell for what you took from us all.
Kathy McFarland, the slain officer's mother, said she's going through the worst nightmare a parent can go through.
When I wake up, the reality hits me. My baby boy is gone forever because you chose to take his life.
Stephanie Schulte, the mother of prison nurse Lorena Schulte, faced the judge as she read her statement rather than face the man who had killed her daughter. Gretchen Price, one of Schulte's sisters, said her baby boy was only 17 days old when Lorena was killed, but her three daughters often spend time with their aunt, and every day, Price wonders who in the family will be triggered by a memory.
Weeks of crying on and off all day. Nightmares screaming in the night while they grieve her loss. This is our current reality.
The prison employee was held hostage during the breakout attempt, submitted a written statement to the court. Woodard declined to make a statement before his sentencing. He's scheduled for transfer to a Nebraska prison. Members of Iowa's congressional delegation say they're angry and heartbroken about the terror attack at the Kabul airport that killed at least a dozen soldiers as of last report. Republican Senator Joni Ernst says it was foolish to leave the safety and security of Americans and our allies to the Taliban, and it's time to use the might of the U.S. military. Congresswoman Cindy Axne, a Democrat from West Des Moines, says the mission remains the same, to get as many Americans and Afghan allies possible out of the country by the end of the month.
This is the fourth president to be involved in Afghanistan. President Trump began the withdrawal, and everybody believed that that's the right thing to do. And we're going to have to just, you know, deal with how the changes are happening on the ground.
Axne, who says everyone wishes the withdrawal were going smoother, made her comments before President Biden addressed the country late Thursday afternoon. Republican Congresswoman Marionette Miller Meeks of Ottumwa said the Biden administration must ensure every single American is out of Afghanistan before there are more lives lost. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says completing that mission should be the focus right now, but the day will come when questions about this disorganized and disastrous exit, he said, will have to be answered. Republican Congressman Randy Feenstra of Hull says that day is now, and he says it's a time to initiate a bipartisan congressional investigation of what went wrong in Afghanistan. Republican Congresswoman Ashley Hinson of Marion says the withdrawal has been a colossal failure, and President Biden, in her words, has the blood of Americans on his hands. In other news, locally, the Page County Sheriff's Office reports 47-year-old Heath Allen McLernan of rural Clarinda was arrested Thursday in Clarinda on a Page County warrant for theft in the second degree and conspiracy to commit a non-enforceable felony. Clarinda police assisted in his arrest. McLernan was transported to the Page County Jail where he was being held on $5,000 bond, pending further court proceedings. His charges stem from a complaint filed by United Electric Cooperative in regards to the theft of services at McLernan's residence in rural Page County. The investigation was conducted by the Page County Sheriff's Office. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports that on Tuesday, August 24th, his deputies arrested Anthony Dean Blackwell for OWI's second offense following a traffic stop on Highway 2. And there were two arrests on Thursday, August 26th. Astrup says 53-year-old Charles Duane Hulsey of Hamburg was arrested on a Fremont County warrant in connection with an incident that took place August 20th in Hamburg. Hulsey faces charges that include violation of probation and violation of a no-contact order. and 22-year-old Tristan Michael Miller of Sydney was arrested on a valid Fremont County warrant for operating while intoxicated, second offense. The charge stems from a one-vehicle accident that occurred August 22nd west of Sydney. Miller was also cited for failure to maintain control of a motor vehicle. And an Iowa man has been sentenced to 9 months in federal prison for getting more than $13,000 in CARES Act unemployment funds fraudulently. 55-year-old Brian Lynn Horton of Marion was sentenced this week after entering a guilty plea last January. Horton will have to make restitution and serve a two-year term of supervised release after he gets out. Federal prosecutors say he withdrew some of the money in cash and used a Bitcoin ATM to send funds to co-conspirators. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796.